This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 70. We use scare quotes, and it's not even Halloween.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Pro gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of the ESH podcast.
Hello.
How you been?
I'm okay.
Good.
But we're not asking me, we're asking them.
Well, I was asking you, and then through you, vicariously, them.
Oh, okay, well, they're fucking awesome.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I like to hear?
Something about our sponsor?
Yes. Velocity Micro, who are makers of custom-built home, mobile, and gaming PCs. If you guys are looking for a bomb-ass PC laptop, a custom machine that can run the best version of Vista, pretty much the only version of Vista that you want to buy, which is the Vista Ultimate. Yeah, yeah. Check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com. And custom build you a nice machine, either a desktop or a laptop. They've got some fucking sweet 17 inches. And
we all know it's all about the inches.
Yeah, anyone who tells you that it's not the size of the monitor, but the amount of memory on the graphics card, they're a fucking liar.
Yeah, they're fucktards.
Get you a custom machine from Velocity Micro and pwn their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also turn around and write your term papers or your thesis, as the case may be.
Or play Diablo 2 till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, pick them. But while you're at Velocity Micro, tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. Just because, you know, we did.
Sort of.
Kinda.
Yeah.
In a kinda sorta way.
You'd be like, nudge, nudge, Electric Sisterhood, nudge, nudge. And they'd be like, aha, nudge, nudge, ESH, nudge, nudge.
Exactly. What she said. Double. So with that, that's my only business up on the front end, other than you got to keep hitting us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address. Panda, what's the short address again?
ESH.mobi.
Can you spell that for the people?
I can try.
Okay.
It's ESH.mobi.
And what does that short address do?
It takes you to the longer one.
Which is?
electricsisterhood.com.
I know, it's like pop quiz. What's our website?
I don't even do the www anymore. I just go electricsisterhood.com.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. And if you're using Safari, all you have to do is Electric Sisterhood. It'll fill in the rest.
Yeah, because
Safari are smart.
I heart Safari.
I heart Safari. I do. I really do.
I'm a Firefox girl.
You know, I try to be, but I just keep coming back. That right clicking on a picture.
If you keep coming back, then it's meant to be.
It is. I like being able to right click and send them pictures right to my iPhoto library. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of hot. Firefox won't let me do that.
Oh.
It's lame sores like that.
But it's a fire, and it's in the shape of a fox.
I know, but it's not like. You know, we'll talk about this on another podcast, because that's definitely a topic for another podcast. Right now, we got to jump into what's going on in this podcast.
All right, fine. You win.
Okay. So, for right now, I'm going to take the mic of a thousand truths. With right now, looks like a Wiimote.
Again? Oh.
We got some Wii things to talk about.
Oh, there's Wii things.
Yes.
Wii things.
Little Wii things for us to be talking about.
Wow, you do that kind of good.
Yeah, I like Guinness beer. It helps with my accents. Because the more Guinness I drink, the better my accents sound to me in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Seen, seeing Beer Fest. It's like, eat that tomato, asshole. And he definitely goes to the bathroom and then starts hallucinating that he looks like awesome.
Yes.
And for all those who haven't seen Beer Fest, I shun you. Shun.
Oh, and a panda shun?
It's not the kind of shun that you want.
No, nobody wants to be a panda shun.
Because we, like, punt you in the face, and then we shun you. So you're like, what the fuck? Or we're like, punt. Shun. Shun punt. Shun punt.
Or punt shun. Depending upon the panda.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But yeah, it's in the shape of a Wiimote, and I'm just going to kind of hand it to you and let you do what you need to do with it.
Okay, well, it's going to magically change from a Wiimote, because as awesome as Wiimotes are, there's nothing more badass than carrying around a big fucking sword. And I don't just mean like, I mean like a big two-handed sword.
Okay, like a broadsword?
Like a claymore. Ha 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 ha. A giant-ass two-handed sword. And that brings me to my point. But the claymore of 1,000 Truths actually has a little logo on it. Uh-huh. Near the hilt of it, mm-hmm. That looks like ESH, but like all cool looking, like if they were runes, you know?
If they were ESH runes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, you know, big powerful sword with an etching on it that I'm wielding with tremendous accuracy and force and grace, I'm going to be talking about an anime that I've come across called Claymore. Being the vice president of the anime club that I run on campus, it is my job to bring beautiful new anime to my friends, but being the kind of leader that I am, believing in democracy, they bring their anime to me. So this one actually came out of the depths of my friends, so thank you, friends. And
it came from the depths of your friends?
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, in X, those chicks that, like, had swords in them, and then when they came out, like, they died because, like, the swords pretty much, like, tore their whole body to shreds. This isn't like that.
Okay.
But
I would hope to God not, because friends are still friends. Especially over anime.
Yeah. I'm so glad no one's ever done that, or at least it hasn't been put on the books yet. But one of my friends dug this up, and she's my techie. Since I'm a Mac lover, I've kind of lost all sense of, you know, Windows. So she takes care of that, because a lot of the, you know, projectors on campus are Windows-based. So thank you, tech lady. I heart you.
I heart the tech lady.
I heart tech Jen Chen. And she knows who she is. But anyway, it's actually kind of a shonen. I wouldn't say it's a shoujo, even though the main characters are females. It's called Claymore because there's a super elite, elite group of
indubitably
of women that all these villagers call Claymores. And the reason why they're called Claymores is because they can wield a giant motherfucking two-handed claymore, which each of them has a different particular symbol on it. The other thing about these women is that not only are they human, but they're also half Yoma. Which is demon.
Oh, and, demon bitches with swords.
Half demon bitches.
I'm sorry. With swords. Half demon bitches with swords.
And a lot of villagers call them silver-eyed witches because their eyes are silver. And when they call on the power of their yoki or their demon powers, their eyes become reptilish and golden.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because one thing I've noticed that's becoming kind of a commonplace theme in anime, and I don't know if you've picked up on it yet. Have you noticed that a lot of half-demons happen to have some kind of silver, like, coloring in their features? Either silver-colored eyeballs, or silver-colored hair, or silver or white clothing.
I believe that way back when Magic Mystic joined our ranks, she actually did that giant post about, you know, what you can tell about an anime character by their hair color and eye color.
Right. But I've noticed more and more that they're using that with half demons. So,
Ion from Chrono Crusade, he wore a white, but he was all demon and had silver hair.
Yeah, but he was a bastard.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas Inuyasha, okay, half demon.
white hair, half bastard.
I don't know. He was bastard a lot.
Like, in the beginning, and then he met Kikyo, and then, like, became, like,
well, no, he was in love with Kikyo before, and then he, you know, got betrayed, and was like, bitch, what? And she was like, oh, I'm totally glad I stopped right there. That would have turned into a really, really bad statement. anyway.
Oh, panda censor.
Yeah, and I stopped myself right in the nick of time.
That's good.
Anyway.
But, I mean, I don't know if you picked up on it.
I see it, but I think there's a reason, like, going back to what Magic Mystic was saying, because I think there's an actual reason why they go with the color choice.
Okay, so...
But anyway, so these girls, you know, they're all blonde. They're all like foreigners. You know, they're blonde. They have silver eyes and they have like no real kind of emotion. And pretty much the primary person that you meet in Claymore, and her name is Claire. And
Claire
she's
Claymore?
Well, that's not her last name.
I know. I was just being a wise ass.
Villagers and stuff call them claymores, but they themselves don't call themselves claymores.
Okay.
Like, that's just what people call them because they carry around big motherfucking swords.
All right.
And it's their job to kill other Yoma who like to eat humans. Mm-hmm. And then use their skins to, like, prey on other humans.
Okay.
There was originally in the story, there were male claymores, but the ceremony in which you take... you know, demon, you know, blood and flesh into yourself. Like, you have to have so much mental control, like, of yourself, or you'll get taken over by the demon, and then you'll become a full demon, and then people will have to kill you. But the power that they use, the Yoki, when the guys would, you know, become claymores, you know, they were exceedingly more powerful than the women, but they, you know, because the act of, you know, being taken over by the demon is kind of like a really, you know, a really good fuck, or like a really good lay, like a really strong sexual, you know, feeling. Menser came to them a lot easier. So the men became demons pretty much right off the bat, as opposed to women who can, you know.
Men are demons.
Yeah. So they stopped using men because men couldn't, you know, keep it in
handle
their pants.
Handle the pressure.
Yeah, they couldn't handle the pressure. They peaked too soon and then became demons. Yeah.
That's what happens when you can't control your essence.
That's right. But anyway, so you meet Claire and she's got short, you know, hair and she's got silver eyes and she seems to have like really no emotion, you know, and they only get dispatched out if a village or like a city or town is having a problem with Yoma. And then they only stay in the towns long enough to kill the Yoma or they themselves die. And, you know, and you always see these claymores like whooping ass and all these villagers like, oh, well, here's some money. But they don't take money with them. They're like, oh, some weird guy in black will come to like claim it. So just give it to him or whatever. Because people like are actually really, you know, scared of these claymores. Because even though they're there to help dispatch Yomas, they are half Yoma themselves. And, you know, when people don't understand things, they're quick to just, you know, say that it's evil, bad, and dismiss it.
Right.
But, so Claire goes to a village and they've been, you know, finding dead women and some dead parents and just lots of dead people.
Lots of dead.
And, you know, and she goes in and she's doing her thing and she meets this boy named Rocky who, you know, his parents had been eaten by Yoma. So it was only him and his brother, you know, and she doesn't really pay him any mind. And she's just like, whatever. She's like, you know, this is my job. And as soon as my job's over, like, he'll stop bothering with me, you know, and he's all like, what's your name? What do you do? You're so cool looking, you know, and she's trying so hard not to get attached to him. And at first she thinks she's totally succeeding, but, you know, she can smell Yoma. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, claymores can do. Mm-hmm. And she smells this sense around him, but she knows it's not him, you know, so she's like, So she figures that, you know, if she sticks around him long enough that the Yoma will just like appear and she can kill it. Well, she was quite right because, you know, Rocky decides to leave her alone and, you know, goes back to his house, you know, to find his brother munching on, you know, a person. So, yeah, his brother was the Yoma all along and Claire shows up and kills it. And then Rocky's like, you're my hero. I want to follow you because I have no, you know, I've got nowhere else to go. And she's like, no, you stay here. This is your village. And she, like, leaves and the village kind of kicks him out because his brother was a Yoma Right. And they don't want, you know, a bad omen of, like, other Yoma to, like, show up because he's there. So they kick him out of the town. And she finds out about it, and she, like, saves him, sort of. So she keeps him on as her cook, okay, per se. And I'm using scare quotes when I say that because
scare the way that... Scare quotes? You mean air quotes?
No, scare quotes, because it's like, cook? It's like, why are you saying cook like that? Like, when you see the quote, you kind of get scared because you know that they don't mean it in the same way that you'd expect them to mean it.
Okay.
And thing about claymores is, claymores can go without food for 2 to 3 days. Uh-huh. So in a sense, she wouldn't really need a cook because, and when she does eat, she doesn't eat a lot. So it's not like she would need a cook to cook for her every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, she's going to let him stay with her. And, you know, and he starts, you know, wanting to do good by her and wants to learn more about her. I mean, I've only gotten through a couple of episodes, but I mean, it's beautifully drawn. I mean, if you've ever seen, have you ever seen Gilgamesh?
Yeah.
It's kind of got an anime style like that, where the eyes are a little wider, but they're more, they're not like big, super SD mm-hmm. eyes. Like they have, you know, texture to them.
Right.
And, the sounds are very realistic. Obviously, you know, they're professionals. I believe there's 26 episodes in the series. Mind you, I've only seen about 4 or 5. It's quite bloody, you know, because the claymores, you know, they like, you know, slash up the demons and they have purple blood. And, you know, it's a very elite system for this organization. And because they're half Yoma, eventually the Yoma blood seeps and makes them completely whole demons. Mm-hmm. And within their swords, and these are really awesome looking swords, there's a black card with the symbol, whatever symbol is on your sword. And when you feel like you can no longer suppress, you know, the demon power to the point where you can control it and it's going to take over you, you send out your black card to whichever claymore you want to kill you. And you actually see this in the second episode, that Claire gets one from one of the girls that she came into the society with when they were training. They came in at the same time or around the same age, you know, and she does, you know, kind of decapitate her. And
ouchie.
But she, and it's not even like she like tried to fight it. Like they did the whole stare down thing, the whole dramatic little music thing. And, you know, and they rush at each other and then, you know, kind of just see, you know, head off and that's the end of that. And, you know, Rocky's there and he's all like, why did you do that? And it's like, that's what the black cards are for. You'd never understand, you know, and she was my friend and, you know, and she seems kind of like, if you've seen Blue Gender,
mm-hmm.
The blonde chick and that, who's all like, you know, it's part of the job. I do what I have to do because it's my job and I try not to care, but I really actually do care kind of feeling from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No. Yeah, you kind of follow.
Yeah. I'm with
Claire's,
you.
Claire's kind of like that. But you find out that, Claire got into the organization from a different claymore named, Teresa, and Teresa, the faint smile, because Teresa was there's a hierarchy of claymores, you know, and the higher up in the ranks you are, the more powerful you are,
mm-hmm.
essentially.
Right.
And Teresa was number one. So she was like the claymore that like was like the ultimate badass, because right. she never had to use her demon powers to kill Yoma, because she was just that badass.
Right.
And she was slaying some demons, and she found like 7 in this one town, and or she was told there were 7, and she killed 6. And she's like, you know, I know that there's supposed to be one more, but I don't know where he is. And she's trying to sense him because they can smell him and sense him. And there's this one guy in the corner holding this little girl, you know, and he's like, "Up, oh, I found you," you know. And like she slices off his head, and then the little girl's like, "Oh my god, like I love you. Thank you for saving me," kind of deal. And, you know, and Teresa's like, I didn't save you. He's like, this was my job, you know, and you find out that the little girl was Claire. And, you know, Claire kind of did that whole reaching out to Teresa, because even though Teresa, you know, pretty much had a smile and did her job and kept people safe, you know, because people were very scared, you know, she couldn't really approach people. And she was sad because she was lonely. And Claire picked up on that when she was little and tried to, you know, make her feel better. And, like, Teresa starts to warm up to her, you know, and the rules about with claymores is that they cannot kill humans under any circumstances, like, at all. Like, not even if it's, like, a bad human who, like, killed like children. Like, they cannot kill humans, no matter how bad or whatever the circumstances. Because once they do, the organization is notified and they send other claymores to then kill you. And Teresa knew this, and this whole slew of bandits knew this. And they were trying to fight with Teresa because they're like, we know you can't kill us. But that doesn't mean that, you know, she couldn't, like, cut off your arm or your hand or a foot. She just, you know, she just can't kill you. But these bandits tried to rape her. And Claire, being young, throws a rock at one of them. And he's all like, I'm going to get you. And, like, he almost goes to hurt her. And Teresa goes and slaps off his hand. So this whole slew of bandits is after Teresa. Teresa's protecting Claire. And, you know, Claire is all, you know, oh, my God, Teresa is so awesome. Well, sort of. In her mind, at least. But, and Teresa was just like, I'm going to try to find you a city to live in because you can't have a really good life with me. She's like, I don't eat. I hardly sleep. You'd constantly be seeing me fight Yoma all the time. It's like, it's not a kind of life for you. And because, you know, at the end of that episode, she does, in fact, kill a human. No, the organization does send numbers 2 through 5 of the claymores to take her out because she's the most powerful. So you got to get the others who are at least closer to her to, you know, kill her.
Yeah,
to at least try. And they fail horribly because, you know, at that point where, like, they're planning to kill her, she's like, I found something else to live for. She's like, so you can send whoever you want to come after me and I'll defeat all of them.
Bring it on, bitches.
Or less. But actually, the antagonist of the series, and apparently her name is Priscilla. I have not met her. She was a claymore and a quite powerful one at that, but she was very clumsy and didn't fight very well and hadn't really honed her skills. So I believe she leaves the organization in a sense, but she's kind of fucked up. Like, her eyes are always gold and, like, you know, but she's not a Yoma. So it's kind of interesting. And she tricks Teresa into thinking that she's going all Yoma and wants Teresa to kill her. So Teresa goes to her to go kill her, and she kind of decapitates Teresa. And at that point, Claire is still young, and Claire decides at that point that she wants to be a claymore. And kind of sips on Teresa's blood, I think, or something like that, and, like, takes her flesh and her blood and then becomes, you know.
Eerie.
Yeah, and becomes a claymore. So, yeah. And it's all a willing thing. You don't, like, wake up and you're a claymore. It's something that you go into willingly. And
obviously.
And I'm looking forward to see how this all turns out. I watch it in sub overdub, obviously, because I don't believe it has been released over here. And frankly, with all the blood and the potential rape, I don't know how it would make it through the censors.
Probably would have to be a direct DVD release.
Yeah, I think so. But I like it. The opening music, I support it. I like it. I totally do. It's not my favorite, but I could watch the opening and endings over and over and not be like, what the fuck? So, getting down to my grading, I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5, only because I haven't seen the whole series yet. So I don't know if there's going to be a music change. I don't know if Rocky's going to be a punk all the time. I haven't really met the protagonist yet. So far, you know, Claire's got it easy. Okay. So I got to see what she's going to go up against before I can, you know, reign supreme on the goodness or dole out the harshness.
Oh.
So right
Dr.
in the
Tran
middle.
Will be giving out. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Hot.
No!
Diggings!
What?
Come and get them.
No! I will not.
Go see Dr. Tran if you haven't seen it. So yeah, 3 to 3.5 out of 5. Good job. I like it. And keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to swing my claymore with the ESH runic symbols on it and stab it deep into the ground.
Okay. I was wondering where you were going with that for a second.
Yeah. And I'm going to, there's no Yoma here. I don't sense any Yoma. I'm going to stab it down into the ground, and I'm just going to leave it into that whole stoic walking away thing.
Oh, I don't have any music to play in the background, though.
Oh, that's all right. We could just, like,
pretend that you're all Bill Bixby walking off into the distance. That.
Hugh and a tumbleweed. Tumbleweed. Okay, thank you. All right, that works.
All right, turn around. Look back at the camera. Keep turning around. All right, keep walking.
All right, I'm walking.
Look pathetic. Look pathetic. Look oh. Downtrodden. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yep.
All right, pause. Okay, walk. Excellent, we got it. It's in the
all
can,
right, good.
People. It's in the can. Yep.
Cut and print.
That's lunch.
Ooh, lunch. So anyway,
I
Ninja
like
Sista,
food.
What are you going to talk about today?
I have a bunch of different little pieces of things to talk about, and then hopefully one major thing to talk about. E for All is coming up. Not that anyone should really be too awful excited about it, because with all the stuff that they've been doing with E for All, it's not really E for All.
Is it E for Some?
Yeah. But not
all. Oh, that's
all.
Lame.
Big lame. So if you're not familiar with it, E for All is the conference trade showy thing that was dreamed up to kind of replace or take the place of or fill in the gap that was left by the reorg of E3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not so much. So
not so much. Mm-hmm.
Not so much. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh
dear.
Yeah. So it's going off October 18th to the 21st, and it's going to be at the LA Convention Center. So big place, big, you know, honking space, all that kind of stuff. Open to the public so you can register and pay your dues and get some access to try out a bunch of shit before you get a chance to buy it. Nintendo has bought in, and so they are going to be at E for All. I'll say it like that, and I'll kind of shrug my shoulders, and we'll get to why I do that here in a second. But what I wanted to let you guys know is if you're going to be in the L.A. area during the October 18th to the 22nd, and you got like $30 or so burning a hole in your pocket and would like to try out Super Mario Galaxy or Super Smash Bros. Brawl before it's released,
yes.
Or, oh, I don't know, Guitar Hero 3.
When is that released?
Guitar Hero 3 is going to be at the end of the month, so the playable actually at E for All is going to be before it actually ships.
Okay, because I pre-ordered that shit.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it too. Did you get the guitar bag with the...
The box that has the cord in it, the checkered cord?
Yeah, I got a red one, but my guitar bag holds two guitars. How about yours?
What?
Yeah, mine's a dual...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it'll hold two guitars.
No.
Yeah. All right, but I'm getting off topic. We'll come
I hate
back.
You.
That's another podcast. We'll come
yeah.
back to that.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking talk on that podcast. Fuck.
I love you too,
yeah,
sis.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. All
right. So if you want to get your hands on playable versions of Super Mario Galaxy, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Donkey Kong Barrel Blast, Battalion Wars 2, Fire Emblem, Radiant Dawn. I can speak O-Englishy.
Oh, yes, I know.
Most interesting, the Wii Zapper with Link's crossbow training. So, you know, the sun machine mount for your Wii mote and the nunchuck that was announced at E3. Yeah, you're going to be able to play with that mofo at E for All. Also, like I said, Guitar Hero 3. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Rayman Raving Rabbids 2, which I don't want to hear about because I haven't gotten my Rayman Rabbids 1 back yet. Ahem, ahem.
Poof.
Yeah, no poofy for you. Resident Evil, The Umbrella Chronicles, Medal of Honor Heroes 2, and Ghost Squad for the Wii.
Ghost Squad?
Squad. Squad.
Wad.
Ghost Wad's a completely different game, and we'll be talking about that on a future podcast. So those are going to be playable at the Nintendo booth, which almost makes E for All worth going. However, here's the deal. I tried to get registered to go, even though I probably wasn't going to be able to attend E for All, and it was retarded. In order to get credentials to go, you pretty much had to prove that, one, you were a person, two, that you paid taxes, three, that people visit your site, 4 that you had boobs, 5 that you were a Homo sapien and not a rock. I mean, like, the registration was, like, 8 pages long. And finally, I was just like, fuck it. I'm not actually probably going to go. Why am I going through all this mix? You want a copy of my tax ID information? What? I only show my accountant my tax information. Are you shitting me? They basically want everybody to pay the registration to go, as opposed to just letting the blogosphere in, is basically what they're trying to do. Is they're trying to make anyone who's, you know, running even a successful blog that they have paid advertisement for, they want you to do a paid attendance and not get to do any of the demos 7 hours before they actually open the show floor to the public in quiet. So I was just like, you know, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they only have a certain amount of tickets that they're releasing for each day of attendance. So it's really not E for all. It's E for whoever gets to the will call first.
That's lame sauce. Right,
and
there.
Because it's open to the public, there's going to be huge, 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 huge ass lines and not really a whole lot that you can do about it. I don't know if Sony's going to be at E for all yet or not. I haven't seen their logo splash up on the E for all website yet. If you Google E for all Expo, you can find their website. But Nintendo's going strong. They're actually bringing some of their DS games. I was kind of disappointed when I saw the lineup of games that Nintendo's bringing as playables for the DS, because a lot of them are games that have existed for a long-ass time, so it really doesn't show me that Nintendo's taking E for All too seriously. It's kind of like, it looks to me that other than the Wii, they're sending their, like, third string in for DS as playables. Because they're sending the Brain Age games, which have been out forever, Mario Party DS, which, you know, is huge, Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, which just released for the DS, so I get that. But they're also sending out the new Super Mario Bros. Game, which was almost a launch title for the DS, Dragon Quest Monsters, Joker, My Spanish Coach, and Animal Crossing Wild World, which was a launch title for the DS. So I don't exactly know what's going on there. I mean, I don't know if they're not taking E for All that seriously, and so they're just sending out things that they think people will feel okay about standing in lines to play, or if they're just like, well, we got to put in an appearance, so show this stuff off and we'll see what happens, because this thing's going to die anyway. Type of deal. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, but I'm just disappointed because I really wanted E for All to kind of pick up and run with the mantle that was left behind by the reorg of E3. I really wanted it to be an embracing, oh my god, here's a whole lot of content, everybody come in, grab some fair-like food and play video games, meet your peers, and fucking have a ball. And instead, it's looking like, okay, we expect pretty much a small crowd of people. We expect mostly guys in their late, maybe mid-40s, you know, comic book guy from The Simpsons to show up. And so here are the things that would appease him. We've got nachos, and we've got Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Go about your business, bitches. Leave us alone.
I like nachos.
I like nachos, too, but I really wanted it to be, okay, gamers, here is your new mecha. Here is the star that you are going to be drawn to. And I'm not drawn to it. If anything, they've made it so damn difficult for me to go that I'm looking forward to not going to E for All at this point.
Oh my god, guess what I'm not doing?
Exactly. It's like, oh my freaking god, guess where I'm not gonna go, because that's lame.
It's lame.
And I'm cool.
E for everyone?
E for all?
E for
most dish? Kind of?
E for one size fits not everybody at all?
Exactly. That's what it's turning into. So I doubt that E for All will exist next year, which is a shame because we're so ripe. I mean, there are so many wonderful anime conventions.
I don't understand why there aren't so many great game conventions that are accessible to people. Okay, we can't all go to Leipzig. We sure as shit all can't go to the Tokyo Game Show as much as we would love.
Yeah, but don't forget that, you know, well, I mean, they don't have a lot of video gaming type of conventions, but they have gaming conventions. You know, like there's Origins, there is, what's that other one?
That's a pretty big convention. I know that a lot of people visit.
Oh, yeah,
that.
A lot of people go to that one.
Yeah.
But no, but like, there's a lot, actually.
There's a lot of gaming conventions, but there's no thing like what E3 used to be when you could get in. And that's missing, and from both coasts, okay? I would love to go to Leipzig. I'm not going to Germany anytime too soon. ESH will not be there.
Nope.
I'd love for us to go. We're not going to get the funding. It sucks balls. I accept it. But there should be a convention in Boston or in D.C. or in New York or in L.A. or in Vegas or in Texas even. Because there are huge gaming communities. There are all kinds of game development that's going on in the West Coast and in Texas.
When I start my family, I'm going to look for a neighborhood that's high in the gaming. I want high gamer stats in the neighborhood that I decide to raise my children in.
You know, I want
18 plus charisma, bitches.
Charisma is hard to actually.
And I want a +9 to ogre slaying.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'm not biting on that. I've got a thought. I'm going to finish it. With so much game development that's going on in the U.S. right now, so many schools that are now adding game design curriculums as things that you can study in college and wind up building quite a successful career in. It is beyond me why there aren't more conventions, you know, where Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo are saying, here's the tent, guys. Gamers, come on to us. Look what we have for you.
Ooh.
Okay? It happens with every other industry. Okay? The movie industry.
Why not? So why not in gaming?
Why not gaming? Where is it?
Well, because people don't want people to sit home and play games all day because they eat and sit and get fat.
Bullshit. Games don't make people fat. People overeating makes people fat.
Yeah.
Okay, for all the hours of gaming that I play, I walk, I go outside, I do other things than just play games. The little bit of chunk that I've got on me has nothing to do with my gaming. It has to do with, damn, I really didn't need to eat all of those Cheetos.
Damn it, I didn't need to eat all that pie.
I didn't need to eat all the pie. I only needed to eat half of the pie.
Not even.
Okay, that's where that came from, and I accept that. But games didn't make me chunky. I made me chunky. I accept that.
And you just happen to play games.
I just happen to play games. I want to be able to go to an area where I can be amongst my peers, but around people who are as excited about hearing about new developments from Harmonix as I am when I hear about Woo! It, that I can stand in line with for 20, 30 minutes waiting to get my hands on a demo of this game, and they're exactly in the same state of euphoria as I am, and I can share that stuff with, that I can talk back and forth
about.
That's
what it was like when I got Kingdom Hearts 2, like, they were still waiting for them to show up, and, like, the EB that was, like, where I was getting mine had, like, these sodas and, like, chips and stuff. And we were like, oh, man, I'm so excited. And, like, every time everyone got one, we were all like, woo! And then we'd be like, woo! And then
exactly.
We'd be like, woo!
Now, wouldn't that be a great experience to have?
All the fucking time. Booyah.
Okay. The experience that you have when you go to Anime Boston, isn't it great to look around and see people in costume who dig the same types of series that you do? I mean, when you see people walking around as characters from Bleach, isn't there a little piece of you inside that goes, aw, yeah, I know what you're talking about, dog. Like, isn't there just, like, a small piece?
No, because then I go, damn it, why didn't I crossplay this year?
But besides that.
Cool. Like, you're the man. You're the fucking man.
Okay.
Dap me. All right, let's go.
Exactly. So wouldn't you love to be able to go to an event, maybe in Boston or even in New York, where you walked around and you saw people dressed up as Riku.
Yeah.
Or
people do it at anime conventions all the time.
Right, but wouldn't you like to go to a convention that was about games and see some people dressed up like Mario, or people that are dressed up...
I saw people dressed up as Mario at Anime Boston, but I know what you mean. Why isn't there a convention solely for gaming?
Exactly. Where's that piece? Where is the piece where we get to go and say, you know what? I love gaming. Gaming isn't bad. I want to be able to walk into a convention and see people dressed up as Dante and be like, hell fucking yeah.
I can't wait for the party tonight.
And then when I walk up to the guy, I want him to give me a one-liner, and then I want to laugh and talk about why Devil May Cry 2 suck balls so bad, and how much we both hope that DMC 4 is better.
You mean 3? Did 3 suck, or was it 2?
2 sucked, because that was the one that was the 2-disc, and 1 disc was Lucian, the other disc was Dante.
Yeah, that's right, I have that.
Yeah,
I didn't think that's such too bad.
The Lucia disc sucked. They could have made such a much more stronger female character.
Well, duh, because they didn't want her to be all like, Dante, I want you. She was all just kind of like,
Just lame. She was just like, I can throw things, wee. And then you would unlock her extra costume. I can
turn into a demon that can fly, wee.
Okay, and then you'd be like, all right, she's eventually going to get badass, right? Her weapon's going to get, oh, no, it's not. All right, well, I'm going to unlock her next costume, and you're waiting to see, like, this whole vampy costume. What's her next costume? A pair of diesel jeans and a sweater?
Good point.
And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Good point. You're okay. Right.
The only thing that was good about that was that on the Dante disc, if you unlocked it, you could play as Trish.
Yeah, true.
That was the only thing that was good about, too. Everything else sucked balls.
Yeah, but I was expecting Trish to turn into, like, a demon.
I know, and she just glowed yellow, which, okay, fine. She was still badass. She hovered.
Yeah, but they could have explained why she glowed yellow.
Exactly. And why she didn't take a demon form. Fucking Dante takes a demon form. Fucking Lucia takes a demon form. But Trish doesn't.
I know, that's lame.
WTF, people.
Good point.
Think we've talked about this before. But still, WTF,
yeah, we've
people.
Been there.
Okay, but I would love to have that congregation of my peers. You have it for anime, you have it for music, you have it for movies. Now, people may argue with me and say, well, you know, Xbox, they send out their little bus thing, but that's hit and miss. That's at certain areas here and there. It's not a big gathering. It's not an annual gathering, okay? There are Renaissance fairs. There are anime conventions.
Yep, I go to Ren Fairs.
Myst has conventions, D&D conventions, there are Star Trek and Star Wars conventions. For all of the things that are in geekdom that have their own convention, I just don't get it why some group hasn't come together and just been like, you know what? Fuck it, let's make one. So I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to suggest, because there are a whole lot of video game blogs out there, Destructoid, Kotaku, Joystick. I would love to put us in that category, but I know we're not there yet. But I would put it to them. Fucking get together and make a goddamn gamers convention. I mean, PAX is great, and I plan to go to PAX next year, but I would love for there to be, like, a PAX West Coast and a PAX East Coast, and then something going on down south where you get all of the really, really great things coming out of developers, indie developers, as well as established ones, and just open it for fucking everybody.
And make it truly E for
And just
everybody.
Call it fucking Kick-Ass Game Day. I don't give a shit what you call it.
Oh, it's gotta have something cool.
Just call it Leet.
No, because not everybody speaks Leet, and some people think Leet.
No one has to speak Leet. You don't have to speak Leet to understand it, okay? You don't. You don't have to be elite to enjoy the t-shirts that are on Think Geek and Jinx. I don't care what it's called. It just needs to fucking happen because I want to go. I want to play games.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. The only reason why it needs to happen is because Ninja Sister wants to go.
Yeah. I want to go to a game convention. It's been too long. I'm itching for one. So, besides, I have this really awesome Bleach costume that I want to wear to a video game conference.
But why would you wear that to a video game concert when it's from an anime?
Because I'm Ninja Sister, and I want to look like...
That's a contradiction. You'd have to go as a game character.
No, I don't have to.
Yes, you
do. Because my bleach costume looks awesome, and I'm a ninja, so then I can bring them together, because I'm all about merging. I'm a uniter, not a divider. When I go to the anime convention, I want to wear a game costume. When I go to the game convention, I want to wear an anime costume. So people go, what game is that from? And I'm like, it's not from a game. It's from anime. Let me introduce you to anime. Whereas when I go to the anime convention, I can be dressed like, I don't know. I'm just going to pick Lara Croft. And they could be like, wow, I didn't know that there were black anime characters. And I'll be like, there's not really. I'm a gang character. Let me introduce you to Tomb Raider.
Lara Croft wasn't black.
I know she's not black, but I can't really make myself white now, can I?
Well, if you could, that'd be pretty amazing.
I was going to make a joke, but I too have censored myself mid-thought.
But,
so the next pieces that I've got, because I'm going to get hot on this subject if I stay on it, is that Nintendo has added some new games to their wonderful virtual console lineup. So if you have Wii points to spare,
like me,
you might be interested in the fact that they've now started putting some Neo Geo games up in virtual console for the Wii, which kicks off with Fatal Fury.
Whoa.
World Heroes. And Art of Fighting. Yes, Art of Fighting. Pretty much the kick-ass game for Neo Geo. Pretty much. I think we can all agree. Now available on your Wii. Fatal Fury, the original title. It's going to cost you 900 Wii points. It's rated T for teen. World Heroes, also rated T for teen. I never really played World Heroes. I did play Art of Fighting and Fatal Fury and the coin-op version of Fatal Fury. I probably spent easily $200-$300 playing Fatal Fury in the arcade. Easily. But all available right now. 900 points apiece on your Wii. So get your virtual controllers ready, people.
Wow.
Speaking of updates that are being done, Games for Windows Live is being updated to version 1.2 in the coming month. And it's going to allow for achievements offline. So you won't have to be online to actually earn your achievements, but you can basically rank up your gamer score while you're offline and then go online once you've, you know, pretty much made yourself a badass and annihilate people. The update will affect games like Viva Piñata Party Animals and Gears of War for Windows Live. So, PC gamers, your time is coming. The update.
Your time is now!
Not now, but soon.
Very soon?
Very soon-ish. Also, if you live in a cave, I'm going to let you know you should come out. There's a world outside of your cave door. And in it, the Project Gotham 4 demo is available on Xbox Live. And if you have any open space on your Xbox Live drive and your Xbox has not Red Ring of Death on you yet, I completely suggest that you pick up the Project Gotham demo. You can basically now, in the demo, take a bike through Nuremberg in the snow. It is fucking sweet as shit.
Shit was sweet.
If shit was sweet, it would be sweet as that shit. You follow? You dig? Mm-hmm. You with? All right, come along with me, people. Also, the cars. I mean, the game is just sick looking, okay? It is sick. Activision made out like bastards when they bought Bizarre because this game is going to be retardedly successful. I cannot wait to get my hands on PGR4. I can't. I love driving games, but fucking I cannot wait. I want PGR4 more than I want Gran Turismo. There, I've said it. Suck it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm all about. That's where I'm at right now.
I can tell you're very, very passionate there.
I am, because I love great racing games. I think
that it's a genre that really doesn't get enough press because a lot of people don't see it as a big action game, but it really is. I mean, you've got to be on your toes with racing games. You're watching other people now, especially with the advent of online. It's just great competition without having to be violent. Don't get me wrong, I love violent games, but there are times when I want competition. I don't necessarily want to be blowing shit up. Racing games do it for me. Racing games and music games, which is why I love PGR and why I love Guitar Hero. So if you have the chance, pick up the Project Gotham 4 demo on Xbox Live now. Go get it. It's available. Do it up. That's all I got. Because I'm going to write about Dynasty Warriors because it's going to take too long. But I can give you the overall arc. It sucks. Okay. So that's all I have. I guess it's time to talk about
our sponsor yet again.
Yes. Because they're actually cool. Velocity
Unlike
Micro.
Sucky arcs or bad music.
Really, really. And nobody hates a sucky arc more than me.
And no one dislikes suckier music than me.
Exactly. So, but what we both can agree on is that Velocity Micro
does not suck.
Does not suck. Check them out at velocitymicro.com. They make custom game, homing, and mobile PCs. So if you need a machine to run Vista Ultimate, and you want it to be a machine that will live and breathe and grow with you into the years, like four before you have to get a new machine because they make newer and better, badder-ass graphics cards now, go to velocitymicro.com. Tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. And if you'd like to try one out in real life, you know, IRL, I learned something the other day. Go to Circuit City, where you can actually see and try out some Velocity Micro machines. Yeah, to IRL, because I make further chat. Talk.
IRL!
WTF!
Oh. Raffle copter.
After you've done that, don't forget, hit us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com or the short address, which is Panda?
ESH.mobi.
Spell it for him.
ESH.mobi.
So that way you know how to get to us, just in case you might be a little bit tipsy or be telling your friends about us while you're, again, might be possibly tipsy.
Just so everybody knows, three lefts don't make a right.
But four do? No, they make a circle. But check us out on the website. Comment on our posts. Use the Hit Us Up link. And let us know what you want to hear about, what you want to talk about, or if you enjoy what we're doing. You could win candy, t-shirts, or video games. Yeah, I said it. It's coming. So you better start.
You better wreck yourself. I mean, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
See, honey, this is why you should practice your black and ease before you show up for the podcast. Because big D's in your mouth, they're bad for your health.
Ooh.
So with that, I think I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to fucking kill it with my claymore.
You know what I would really like to see? I would like to see you try to spread butter on your toast with your claymore. I would pay cash money to see that.
How much money? Because I got fat skills. I got boom daddy skills.
Dude, I'd put like 25 on it.
I got five on it.
No, you don't. Don't do drugs, kids. Drugs are bad, okay?
Okay. What are you doing with your toast, Ninja?
I'm going to take my toast, actually, and I'm going to put peanut butter.
Are you going to dress it up in leather and take it out on the town?
No, because my toast...
Are you
going to
teach it how to rollerblade?
No, because
my Are you going to make it have babies?
No, because toast does not procreate, nor is it into bondage or outdoor activities.
Oh.
It's into getting into my belly.
Oh.
So I'm just going to put some peanut butter on it and eat it.
That's lame.
It is, but nourishing, because I'm hungry as shit.
I didn't know shit got hungry.
Shit does get hungry. It's not sweet, but it does get hungry.
Okay.
So So with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
See you guys later. Okay. Okay. I got it. I got it.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Oh my god, you're scaring the fuck out of me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, 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 oh my god. Paul was in my doorway and I was laying down so I didn't know he was in my doorway, and then I got up and there was a figure in my doorway.
Aston comes out of nowhere.
I'm about to do the title right now, you fucking asshole. Jesus Christ.
Breathe.
Yeah, good thing you didn't. I would have had a heart attack. Unlike the one I almost had now.